正道的主题是打那美好的仗。
The sermon topic is fight the good fight。
弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters。
我哋一齐嘅同心祷告。
Let us pray。
真系天父，感谢赞美你。
Our loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
感谢你今天早上我哋有生命气息嚟到去朝见敬拜你。
We give thanks that today we have the breath of life to come before you to worship you。
要更加感谢天父。你藉着你爱子耶稣基督，让我哋能够得蒙拯救。
And we give thanks that through your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, that we can receive salvation.
让我哋成为天父上帝嘅儿女。
So that we can become children of the Heavenly Father.
天父，你唔单止拯救咗我哋。
Heavenly Father, you not only saved us.
你更加嘅呼召我哋作主耶稣基督嘅精兵。
But you also call us to be good Christian soldiers.
在这个黑暗世代为主打美好的仗。
So that in this dark generation, we can fight the good fight of the faith.
我们知道不是我们自己一个人来到打这场仗。
And we know that we do not fight this fight alone.
因为我们是有爱我们的恩主与我们同在。
Because the merciful Lord is with us.
因为靠住爱我们的恩主。
And through God's love and through our merciful Lord.
我们能够得胜。
We can be victorious,
并且得胜有余,
and we can be more than conquerors.
天父，求你再一次藉着你爱子耶稣基督的宝血到洁净涂抹我们一切的罪和过犯。
Lord, through the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may you cleanse us from all our sins and transgressions.
会让我们得蒙的来到你的殿里去赞美敬拜你。
So that we can come to your temple to worship and to praise you.
并且来到聆听主你的话。
And to hear God's word.
求真理的圣灵来到去与我们每一个来同在。
And may the spirit of truth be with each and every one of us.
以至到讲的听的都同得造就。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen can be edified.
我们这样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。哥林多教会是使徒保罗在第二次宣教旅程当中所成立的。
The Church of Corinth was established by the Apostle Paul on his second missionary journey.
亦都是保罗所深爱的教会。
And it was a church that Paul deeply loved.
但很可惜，当保罗离开之后，
But after Paul left,
哥林多教会就出现了很多严重的问题。
Many serious problems surfaced in the Church of Corinth.
除了结党纷争，
Aside from selfish ambitions and dissensions,
道德败坏,
and moral corruption,
还有假教师的兴起,
there was also an uprising of false teachers.
正如在哥林多后书二章十七节这里讲到,
just as in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 17a,
保罗说, 我们不似得其他的人,
Paul said that we are unlike so many,
为利混乱神的道,
We do not peddle the word of God for profit.
这里所指的许多人,
Here, the so many,
就是保罗所讲的假教师,
is referring to the false teachers.
他们藉着人的智慧,
they, through humanly wisdom,
人的道理,
and human reasoning and logic,
掺杂了在神的真理当中,
they mix it into God's truths,
为的是满足一己的私欲和利益。
And their reason is to satisfy their own needs and allow them to profit.
这些假教师更加教唆这些信徒对保罗属灵的权柄的怀疑。
And the false teachers also cause believers to have doubts towards Paul's spiritual authority.
兼且对保罗的行事为人有很多的攻击和挑战。
And towards the way that Paul conducts himself, they have many attacks and challenges.
换句话说呢，
In other words,
哥林多的信徒对保罗的信任,
the trust that the believers in the Church of Corinth had towards Paul,
因着这些情况大大的降低,
because of this situation was greatly reduced.
保罗曾经多次的写信给哥林多教会,
Paul had once written many letters to the Church of Corinth,
指斥教会有很多不对的地方,
to reprimand the church of many areas of wrongdoing,
以及对罪的纵容。
And how they were conniving sin.
同时保罗也对自己的属灵的权柄是作出辩护。
And at the same time, he also defended his spiritual authority.
保罗曾经托提多将一封严厉的书信 带俾哥林多教会。
Paul once entrusted Titus to deliver a serious epistle to the church of Corinth.
感谢神，哥林多教会最后愿意认罪悔改归正。
And thanks be to God that the church of Corinth was willing to repent and turn back towards God.
并且重新接纳同埋肯定保罗。
To once again accept and affirm Paul.
保罗嘅心亦都大得安慰。
And Paul was deeply comforted.
咁点解保罗会写哥林多后书呢？
So then why did Paul write the book of 2 Corinthians?
就因为正正知道哥林多教会嘅悔改回转呢。
Precisely because the church of Corinth had repented and turned from their ways.
但亦都深知道呢啲嘅假教师同埋一啲跟随佢哋嘅会众仍然潜伏喺教会嘅当中。
But he knew that the false teachers and their followers remained hidden in their church.
他们会隙机再次来到冲击教会，冲击保罗。
And they will opportunistically attack the church and attack Paul.
哥林多后书一方面讲到保罗同教会的关系重建之后呢。
On the one hand, 2 Corinthians is about the restoration of Paul's relationship with the church.
他勉励信徒的眼目要定睛在主耶稣基督的身上边。
And he encouraged believers to set their eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
让基督的爱来到激励他们走前面的道路。
To allow the love of Christ to empower them to walk the path that was ahead.
另一方面呢?
On the other hand,
保罗都警告仍然不肯悔改的会众。
Paul warns them against those in the congregation who are unwilling to repent.
同埋这些宣扬歪理的假教师。
And the false teachers who distribute false teachings.
当保罗再回到他们当中的时候呢?
When Paul returned to be among them,
他一定会惩罚这些人。
He will certainly punish these people.
从以上哥林多书的背景资料呢?
From this background information about the books of Corinthians,
让我们看到使徒保罗当面对哥林多教会的道德上的败坏。
We can see that when Paul faced the moral corruption in the church of Corinth,
假教师的异端邪说,
and the heresy and false teaching from the false teachers,
以及对保罗属灵的权柄的怀疑和不信任,
and the doubt and mistrust that they had towards the spiritual authority of Paul.
但是保罗是一个锲而不舍的人,
but Paul persevered,
为着对真理的坚持,
to uphold God's truth,
靠着主耶稣所加给他的力量,
and relying on the strength that the Lord Jesus gave to him,
为真理而战,
he fought for the truth.
让我们来到同声同心地读出今天早上其中一段正道的经文，是哥林多后书的十章一到五节。
Now let us read a passage from this morning's scripture, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 5.
我保罗就是与你们见面的时候是谦卑的，不在你们那里的时候向你们是勇敢的，如今亲自藉着基督的温柔和平劝你们。有人以为我是凭着血气行事，我也以为必须用勇敢待这等人。求你们不要叫我在你们那里的时候有这样的勇敢，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
By the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
在这几节经文的里面,
From these few verses of Scripture,
你会看到作为基督精兵的使徒保罗他有什么特质呢?
We can see that as a good soldier of Christ, what kind of traits that the Apostle Paul had.
以致到让后世嘅信徒系可以学习到。
That the believers of later generations can learn from.
我睇到有两点。
And I found that there were two main points.
第一点就系保罗嘅怜悯同埋恩慈。
Firstly, is Paul's mercy and kindness.
喺第十章第一节，保罗讲到谦卑、温柔、和平。
In chapter 10, verse 1, Paul mentions timid, meekness, and gentleness.
当保罗面对呢啲顽梗叛逆嘅信徒嘅时候，
When Paul faced these stubborn and rebellious believers,
佢仍然有一份从基督而嚟嘅温柔和平。
He maintained the meekness and gentleness from Christ.
就正如主耶稣曾经所讲到，
Just as the Lord Jesus said,
我心里柔和谦卑。
For I am gentle and humble in heart.
你们当负我的轭。
Take my yoke upon you.
学我的样式。
And learn from me.
基督的柔和谦卑。
The gentleness and humility of Christ.
其实是因着他对人有那份的恩慈和怜悯。
Is because of his mercy and kindness towards people.
而保罗也同样的是有那份对人的恩慈和怜悯。
And in the same way, Paul had mercy and kindness towards people.
即使他有使徒的权柄可以处罚哥林多的信徒。
And even though as an apostle, he had the authority to punish the believers in Corinth.
但是他没有这样做。
But he did not do this.
他仍然愿意忍耐等候。
He continued to wait patiently.
让他们有机会的悔改回转。
To give them the opportunity to repent.
第二方面的特质就是保罗有那份勇敢的心。
And the second character trait that Paul had was a courageous heart.
保罗对罪的指斥是不留余地的。
Paul's reprimand towards sin was to make no allowance for it.
其中一个大家很熟悉的例子就是记载在加拉太书。
An example that we may all be familiar with is recorded in the book of Galatians.
咁加拉太书第二章十一、十二节都有讲到咧。
In Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
佢话基法到了安提柯。就是彼得啦，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。
When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong.
喺十二节度讲到，从雅各嚟嘅人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭，及至他们来到，他因怕奉割礼嘅人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。
Before a certain man came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles, because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group.
保罗知道这个是与真理不合。
Paul knew that this was inconsistent with God's truth.
所以他不理彼得作为使徒的身份。
Therefore, he did not regard the identity of Peter as an apostle.
他当面的指责彼得不是的地方。
And he opposed Peter to his face.
同样的。
And in the same way,
当主耶稣对法利赛人的假冒伪善的行为呢，
When the Lord Jesus confronted the hypocritical deeds of the Pharisees,
亦都是不留情面的来到指责他们。
He did not save any room for face for them.
在福音书所记载其中两个例子呢，
Recorded in the books of the gospel, there are two examples.
包括凶恶的园户的比喻呢，
including the example of the wretched tenants of the vineyard,
同埋法利赛人嘅七祸，
and the seven woes of the Pharisees.
主耶稣系不信人嘅情面。
The Lord Jesus did not look at the face of the people.
勇敢嘅指斥罪系主耶稣俾我哋留下嘅美好嘅榜样。
And courageously rebuked them of their sin, and this is a great example that the Lord Jesus has shown us.
同样，保罗对搅扰哥林多教会嘅假教师。
And in the same way, when Paul faced the disruptions from the false teachers in the church of Corinth,
亦都系不留情面嘅嚟到指斥。
He did not save face for them when he reprimanded them.
咁然而喺属灵嘅争战嘅当中咧，
And in this spiritual battle,
保罗用咩作为争战嘅兵器咧？
What did Paul use as his spiritual weapons?
保罗被假教师嘅批评。
Paul was falsely criticized by the false teachers.
说他是凭着血气来行事。
As living by the standards of the world.
保罗在哥林德后书十章三到四节这里提到。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 3 and 4.
虽然他是在血气中行事。
Paul emphasizes that although he lives in the world.
意思是他跟我们一样。
This means that he is like us.
一个天然的人。
and is a natural person.
所以生活动作全流。
Therefore, his way of living and his actions
都是有人肉体上面的限制。
Is limited by the physical body.
但保罗接下来讲呢，
But Paul continues to say,
他是不凭血气来征战。
But we do not wage war as the world does.
意思是当人犯罪堕之后呢，
This means that after people sin and fall,
因着骄傲自义和自私贪婪呢，
Because of pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, and greed.
所引发出人的喜好呢？
This brings about the likes of man.
人的智慧呢？
The wisdom of man.
人的情感呢？
The lust of man.
人的道理等等。
And the logic of man.
保罗知道这些在属灵的征战上是用不着的。
Paul knows that in the spiritual battle, these are worthless.
而真正的属灵征战的兵器呢，是什么呢？
So what are the weapons that we use to fight the spiritual battle?
保罗在十章四节这里提到，
In chapter 10 verse 4, Paul says,
乃是在神面前有能力。
Divine power.
保罗讲到在神面前有能力。
When Paul says divine power,
意思是讲到是神的道。
This is God's word.
神的道怎样有能力呢？
So how do we have power from the word of God?
在希伯来书四章十二节这里讲到，
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12,
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
The word of God is living and active,
比一切两刃的剑更快，
Sharper than any double-edged sword,
甚至魂与灵，
It penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit,
骨节与骨髓，
Joints and marrow,
都能刺入剖开，
It penetrates to divide them,
连心中的思念和注意都能辨明。
It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
希伯来书这节的经文讲到神的道是满有能力的。
In this verse from the book of Hebrews, it says that the word of God is filled with power.
那神的道是究竟指着什么呢？
So what then is the word of God?
以下两段的经文，当我们读的时候，我们会更加明白神的大能。
When we read the following two passages, we can understand more of God's power.
请大家翻到去罗马书的一章十六节。
Let us look at Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.Because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
这里讲到福音就是神的大能。
Here it says the gospel is the power of God.
我们再看另一段的经文，就是哥林多前书一章十八、十九节。
Now let us look at a second passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 19.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.The intelligence of the intelligent, I will frustrate.
但是哥林多前书一章十八节，他讲到十字架的道理是神的大能。
Here it says that the message of the cross is the power of God.
所以从这两段的经文呢，
From these two passages,
知道只有主耶稣并他钉十字架，才是神的道、神的能力的中心。
We can see that the Lord Jesus, he who was crucified, is the word of God and the center of the power of God.
咁所以保罗讲，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And so Paul said, I know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
既然神嘅大能系知道主耶稣基督十字架嘅救恩。
Since the mighty power of God is referring to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
成为属神嘅征战嘅兵器。
As a weapon in the spiritual battle.
那它的功用又在哪里呢？
So then how do we use it?
在哥林多后书我们刚才读到的十章四节和五节里面讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 4 to 5.
我们的征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
十章五节都要讲到，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事，一概攻破了。
And in verse 5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
又将人所有的心意夺回。
And we take captive of every thought.
使他都顺服基督。
To make it obedient to Christ.
这两节经文讲到坚固的营垒，各样的计谋。
These two verses refer to strongholds and arguments.
计谋可以译作是理论或者是思想。
And arguments can be translated as theories or thoughts.
换句话讲呢，
In other words,
坚固的营垒是人的道理、人的学说。
Strongholds are the logic and knowledge of man.
这些可以将它分为三大的类型。
And we can divide this into three main types.
第一类是世界的其他的宗教。
The first is other religions of the world.
例如佛教、回教、日本的神道教。
Such as Buddhism, Islam, Japanese Shinto,
又或者是印度教,
or Hinduism.
当然还有很多其他的宗教,
and there are many other religions.
也都有一些从基督教分出来的异端,
and there are also heresies that were initially derived from Christianity.
好像摩门教、耶和华见证人、天主教这些,
such as Mormonism, Jehovah Witness, and Catholicism.
第二种的类别就是非宗教的人文学科。
And the second is secular teachings in humanities.
好像哲学、心理学。
Such as philosophy and psychology.
还有一种是自然主义。
Or naturalism.
相信自然主义的人呢，
And people who believe in naturalism.
他认为万物都是融于在自然界的里面。
They believe that all things exist because of nature.
其实换句话讲呢，
And in other words,
他们不相信有神。
They do not believe that there is a God.
他们很多是知识分子。
Many of them are wise in their knowledge.
他们可能在各行各业里面都是很出色的人。
And they may be very talented in their fields.
他可能有些是科学家。
Some of them may be scientists.
又或者是在大学里面教书。
Or professors in universities.
又或者是律师呢。
Or perhaps lawyers,
或者医生咁样
，or doctors，
咁佢哋系唔信神嘅。
But they do not believe that there is a God.
其实呢个系撒旦好厉害嘅武器。
And this is a great weapon that Satan uses.
咁喺第三种嘅类别咧
，and the third type
就系一啲嘅享乐主义啦、消费主义啦、物质主义呢啲等等。
Are things like hedonism, consumerism, and materialism.
咁以上提到嘅呢啲嘅主义、思想、学说咧。
These doctrines, thoughts, and theories
都是一些非常坚固的营垒
a very tough strongholds.
这些是魔鬼撒旦散播在人心里的思想
And these are human ideas that the devil Satan has spread into the human mind.
也都是人类智慧思想的产物
And they are a product of human wisdom and ideas.
这些的思想只会令人自高自大
And these ideas only help humans to raise their arrogance.
更可悲的是拦阻人来到去认识神。
And more woefully, they hinder people from knowing God.
唯有主耶稣十字架的救恩才能够攻破这些强大的营垒。
And only the salvation from the Lord Jesus on the cross can demolish these strongholds.
就正如哥林多前书一章十八、十九节所提到的。
Just as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 18 to 19.
十字架的道理是神的大能。
The message of the cross is the power of God.
神要灭绝智慧人的智慧。
God will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
废弃聪明人的聪明。
And the intelligence of the intelligent he will frustrate.
当我预备今日主嘅信息嘅时候
，As I was preparing today's sermon,
我谂到万物嘅结局实在系好近。
I reflected that the end of all things is near.
当睇翻呢个世界局势嘅发展。
And when we look at the expansion of the situation of the world,
我想到耶利米书一节的经文。
I remembered a verse from the book of Jeremiah.
在耶利米书的十七章九节这里讲到。
In Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9,
人心比万物都诡诈， 坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
人以为只要有一套嘅民主嘅制度，
Man think that as long as there is a democratic system,
就可以选出一位好合适嘅总统去管理一个国家。
They can choose a suitable president to govern their country.
但系原来呢啲制度咧系充满咗以虞我诈。
But in this system, it is filled with mutual deception.
即系彼此嘅猜忌啦，互相嘅欺骗。
With mutual suspicion and deceit.
如果你大家睇新闻，你就知道我讲紧咩嘢啦。
If you look at the news, you can see this.
最可悲嘅，佢哋人以为聪明。
Most woefully is that man think that it is clever.
但系原来系非常嘅愚拙。
But it is actually extremely arrogant.
基督徒嘅一生都系一场属灵嘅征战。
The life of a Christian is also a spiritual battle.
特别在这个不信的世代当中，
particularly in this age of unbelief.
我们需要在神的话语上面好好地装备。
We must be well prepared in God's word.
以至到能够攻破撒旦所建立坚固的营垒。
So that we can demolish the strongholds that Satan has established.
让人的心归向曾经被杀的羔羊，我主耶稣基督。
So that the heart of man can be returned to the sacrificial lamb that was slain, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
属灵的征战是漫长的。
The spiritual battle is long.
有时是会令人很疲累。
And at times we may grow weary.
但是回过头想回。
But when we reflect back.
就好像保罗在罗马书所讲的。
It is like in the book of Romans.
我们靠着爱我们的恩主耶稣基督。
Through him who loved us.
在这一切的事情上面已经得胜有余。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors.
因着主耶稣牺牲舍己的爱的激励。
Through the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ who sacrificed himself.
我们能够为主来征战。
We can fight for the Lord.
让我们能够带着恩慈和怜悯。
May we with kindness and mercy.
去面对身边环境不肯悔改的家人或者朋友。
Face stubborn family and friends who are not willing to repent.
我们需要不断地为他们祷告。
And we must continue to pray for them.
求神来大施怜悯。
And ask God to pour out his mercy on them.
让他们都悔改回转归向神。
So that they are willing to repent and confess their sins to God.
但是有一点很重要的。
And a point that is very important.
我们同时需要有勇气去指斥罪。
At the same time, we must have the courage to reprimand sin.
也都让我们能够藉着神的道。
And through the word of God.
就是世人看为愚拙的十字架的道理。
That the people of the world see the way of the cross as foolish.
成为攻破撒旦坚固的营垒，将人的心重新归向主耶稣基督。
So that the strongholds from Satan.Can be demolished and their hearts can be turned towards Christ.
最后让我们同心同声地读出另一节的经文。
Now let us read a verse together.
是记载提摩太前书的六章十二节。
It is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12.
你要为真理打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前。已经作了那美好的见证。
Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
保罗在这里鼓励他的属灵儿子提摩太。
Here Paul encouraged his spiritual son Timothy.
为真理打美好的仗。
To fight the good fight of the faith.
其实同样的。
And in the same way.
保罗也在这里鼓励后世的基督圣徒。
Paul is also encouraging Christian saints from the later generations
为真理而战
to fight for the truth.
神不单止藉着主耶稣基督从罪恶过犯当中拯救了我们。
Not only did God save us from our sins and transgressions through the Lord Jesus.
他要我们在这个邪恶黑暗的世代当中。
He wants us in this dark and evil generation.
作他荣耀的见证人。
To be his glorious witnesses.
使人归向基督。
And bring others to return to Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
深盼我们在离世的时候，
I deeply hope that when we leave this world,
好像保罗一样，
we can be like Paul,
能够高唱得胜嘅凯歌。
And sing this song triumphantly.
喺提摩太后书嘅四章七到八节呢度讲到。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8a.
那美好嘅仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑嘅路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从此以后
Now,
有公义嘅冠冕为我存留。
There is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
就是按着公义审判嘅主到了那日要赐给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
不但赐给我
And not only to me.
也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人
But also to all who have longed for his appearing.
记得很多年前看过一个中国老传道人的一个录影的访问
I remember that many years ago, I saw an interview of a video of an elderly missionary in China.
他是一位主的宗仆
And he was a faithful servant of the Lord.
亦都曾经因为信仰的缘故呢
And because of his faith,
被中国监禁了二十几年
He was imprisoned for more than 20 years.
那个访问我再不是很记得那个内容
I do not remember the content of the interview.
但是在访问的尾声的时候呢
But at the conclusion of the interview,
他唱出基督征兵前进这首的诗歌作为一个结束
He sang the hymn Onward Christian Soldiers as a conclusion.
虽然他的声音很微弱
And although he had a soft voice,
但是仍然是铿锵有力的
But it was very powerful.
我相信这首诗歌是这位神的仆人一生的写照
I believe that this hymn for this servant of God, it is a portrayal of his life.
纵使因为信仰的缘故
And because of his faith,
经历风霜雪雨
He experienced wind, frost, and snow.
虽然这位神的仆人现在已经离世了
And although this faithful servant has now passed away,
但是他的一生呢
But in his entire life,
是向神至死忠心
He was faithful to God until the end.
为真理而战
And he was fighting for the faith.
就正如经上所记
Just as is recorded in the scripture.
他们息了自己的劳苦
They will rest from their labor.
作工的果效亦都随住他们
For their deeds will follow them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
深盼这位神的仆人来到可以作为我们一个鼓励
May this servant of God be an encouragement to us.
我们一起同心祷告
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的天父感谢赞美你
Our loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
承认我们一生是一场属灵的争战
Admittedly, in our entire lives, it is a spiritual battle.
因为我们要面对一股黑暗邪恶的势力。
And we must face a dark and evil generation.
我们知道我们靠我们自己实在是不能够。
We know that if we rely on ourselves, we are unable to.
我们唯有靠爱我们的恩主耶稣基督。
And we can only rely on our Savior, Lord Jesus.
因为唯有恩主耶稣基督。
Only because of our Savior, Lord Jesus.
我们才能够得胜。
Then we can be conquerors,
并且得胜有余
and be more than conquerors.
深盼当我们人生结束的时候
we hope that at the conclusion of our lives,
就正如使徒保罗所讲
it can be just as the apostle Paul said,
那美好的仗我已经打过了
I have fought the good fight,
所走的路已经走尽了
I have finished the race,
所信的道已经守住了
and I have kept the faith.
从此有公义的冠冕为我们来穿了
And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
天父求你帮助我们每一个
Heavenly Father, may you help each and every one of us.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名
Our prayer, petition and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.